Governor, just to start this off, I just want to ask you, in your opinion, what's the role of fishing in Alaska?
Well, it's absolutely critical. It's one of the reasons we became a state. And so it's a very high priority. We are very involved in it through the Commissioner, Department of Fish and Game, through our various cabinet members. I've met with all sorts of different groups on fisheries issues. So it is absolutely critical to Alaska.
Do you have any specific priorities that you'd like to pursue in the future when it comes to fishing?
Well, some of the challenges are how to balance all the different interests, between subsistence and commercial and sport and whatnot. There's a lot of competition amongst different groups, but the main thing is that we manage our fisheries for a sustainable yield, that it goes on for generations. And one area I am focused on is that I want to make sure that younger Alaskans are able to get into the fisheries. So that's a focus I have, is making sure that the cost of entry is not outside the reach of the younger fishermen.
How can you make fishing a more affordable profession to get into?
Well, one is to listen to those trying to get into the fisheries. I was on a plane recently, and a young a fisherman from Cordova asked me if I could spend some time with him, and I did. So we sat on that back row of that plane and chatted about his efforts to get in the fisheries. He had a boat out of Cordova, and he was trying to get a permit. And it's a matter of listening to some of the challenges are out there, before we act too aggressively, to make sure that we're going to hit the mark to allow them to get into the fisheries. Growing up in Valdez, obviously you don't go up in Valdez without at some point being on a seiner, and I certainly spent a little bit of time on a seiner, and so it's a matter of making sure that it's a future that the next generation of Alaskans are able to get into.
In your experience, is there one part of the fishing industry that is especially graying, so to speak?
I don't know. I mean, I've spoken in different fisheries groups. I look out in the audience, and I got to tell you, I'm concerned. I see people looking closer to my age than sound like your age, and so that's concerning to me. And we have loan programs available, the commercial fishing loan programs available, but we have to make sure that the structure does not preclude the next generation coming in. What I want to make sure is that Alaskans are benefiting from the fisheries. It kind of gets back to the young man from Cordova that I met, that we manage them in such a way that we don't preclude and raise the bar into the industry such as not attainable by young Alaskans.